Welcome back in the 9 o'clock hour. We got a hot seat coming up, but I don't lie with this. What Rhea just did, ladies and gentlemen, is the magic of editing. And I want you to hear this because we have been playing all morning the final out of the Phillies game to cut them into playoffs. Scott France get the mic, and Michael Board just made a mess of it. And Rhea, through the art of editing, I guess using Ava Graham as the editor.
Yeah, I said Ava. I said Ava, can you just pull it out?
Listen to how much cleaner this sounds.
Swung on, popped up, shallow center, coming on Marsh on the run. And the Phillies, for the first time in 11 years, will head back to the postseason. Scream out of the dugout and celebrate at the pitcher's mound as the Phillies have rallied.
All right, just play the original again. I want Ricky to hear this. Here's the original.
Ready to jump that rail and start a celebration. Dubon waiting on the 12th pitch, and here it is. Swung on, popped up, shallow center, coming on Marsh on the run. And the Phillies.
He just took out Michael Bort. On the line with us is a professional broadcaster par excellence, Ricky Ricardo. Hi, Ricky.
Morning, Edge. You sound like a basset hound.
Ricky, what are the rules when you got, like you're doing right now, you're on the Aaron Judge one. If he hits a 60-second home run, do you have a color analyst who's going to stop bellowing in the middle of it?
Oh, no, my analyst knows from the time the pitcher comes to the set, let me do the call, let me get through it. If it doesn't happen, fine, you come in. But the minute that pitcher gets ready to throw the ball, shut up. Just keep quiet and let me handle it.
Is that broadcasting 101, Ricky?
Absolutely. Of course it is.
No, he stepped on every call last night.
Yeah.
He's a good guy and he's a good broadcaster, and they're not trading him. Is that the job of the play-by-player? Would you do it yourself and tell him?
I've done it myself. I just told the guys, listen, you know, this is history. You know, last night, Scott Fransky should have been allowed to be able to bring us the whole vibe, the complete aura of that call. And it's been a long time between drinks for the Phillies. And Fransky's the best in the business. I take a lot. I've modeled a lot of my calls after Scott, being around him for so many years. So. No, you're right. You're absolutely right, Ange. He should have been able to do the whole thing and not be perturbed.
All right. This Aaron Judge thing is kind of going on a ways here, Ricky. They're making fun of it now. Sean McDonough of ESPN made fun of it. Is it getting tiring for you with three games left?
Well, we got a doubleheader today, so hopefully Aaron Boone lets him play both games. And let's get this. I know what Roger Maris Jr. feels like. This poor guy, they've schlepped him all over the country.
Oh, jeez, he's been with him for 2 weeks?
He's been around for two. They took him to Canada, you know, everywhere. We're in Arlington. I'm actually a short walk away from Jerry Jones here.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I can look out my hotel window and see AT&T. Last night, after the game, a couple of Cowboy fans came up to me and already started jabbing at me about the Eagles in 2 weeks. So let's get ready for that too.
Well, that's going to be great. I know you were on the Aaron Judge watch, so you didn't do the Eagles game, but I know you watched it. What do we got here, Ricky? They're 4-0, and they look like they could really challenge for the big one.
Yeah, I like the fact that Hurts was good, even though he wasn't great. I like the fact that they faced adversity for the first time this year and got the challenge done coming back from 14. I thought Peter King was spot on with Bradbury's play, which I thought was huge. A lot of the things that worry you about this team that we haven't seen yet coming back, scoring points in the second half, things of that nature. We saw that on Sunday. I think, and this team is for real. This team is for real. And when you look at the rest of the NFC, does Green Bay knock you out? No.
No.
Does Tampa Bay do anything really for you? No. I think Brady's starting to show his age. This could be one of those seasons. Right place, right time. The stars are aligned correctly. They're going to be favored in every game going down all the way to the end. This could be a very, very special magic carpet ride with the Eagles this year.
This is a Super Bowl team.
All right, I'm going to really put you on the spot here, Ricky, because the New York Yankees have God knows what their payroll is now, over $250 million. Mm. who's got a better chance of having a parade? The Yankees and what do they call it? Canyon, some canyon.
The Canyon of Heroes.
Yes. Canyon of Heroes. Or the Eagles on Broad Street?
Oh, that's tough.
No, I need an answer. It's really important to us here in Philly.
No, actually, if you really pin it down,
yeah,
I think the Eagles' path to the Super.
We just lost them.
Yeah,
the Eagles. Say it again. The path to the Super Bowl.
Hello. Yeah, I think the Eagles' path to the Super Bowl is clearer than the Yankee path to the World Series. Now winning it. Okay, if the Yankees get to a World Series, it'll probably be against either the Phillies or the Dodgers.
Or the Mets.
I want the Phillies to knock the Mets out. And I agree with Al. We gotta have the Mets this weekend. I think the Yankee path is a little more, there's more layers to it. I don't think the NFC has anything really, really impressive to stop the Eagles once they get into the play. It might be the Eagles, Ange.
All right, that's fine. But I didn't like what you said just before that, Ricky. You got mm-hmm. a choice. Playing a team that beat you 14 times a regular season, the Mets, mm-hmm. or a team that you beat 4 out of 7, the Cards, you want the Mets.
That makes no sense. No.
That's macho talk.
That's Philadelphia. We want payback for the Cinco de Mayo night. Wait. That thing is still sticking in my craw. When the Mets that night came back in that ninth inning, for the pain of that night alone, I want the Mets. Wheeler up against DeGrom, Nola against Scherzer, and I'll throw Ranger Suarez if we need a third game against whatever, the Chris Bassett, whoever it is that they throw. Let's go to Citi Field and get the ultimate revenge. If the Phillies knock the Mets out, they could be a World Series team.
Hold on a minute. Reuses frothing at the mouth because she wants revenge for a game you covered. Game 5 against the Cardinals in 2011. You were doing that game.
I did that game.
No,
how
dare you not want revenge for Chris Carpenter?
Well, that's the night that Ryan Howard blew out his Achilles.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
It was the end of the dynasty. Look, either way, it'll be fine.
No, no. I want the Mets.
I want the Mets. I want the Mets bad.
You want payback. New York. Stop it.
Hold on. Ricky, what if the Mets win the next two against the Phillies and then we're done? Will you still say that was the best draw?
Absolutely. You want the rivalry in the playoffs.
You're a bonehead.
That would be fantastic. Look, you want to face Albert Pujols? The guy's on fire right now.
I'm going to tell you what I'm doing right now, Ricky. I didn't like what you did there. I'm sending Michael Bourne to Arlington. and he's coming in your booth.
For the doubleheader today. He's just a few miles away. He's in Houston, right? I'm in Dallas.
Aaron Judge is going to hit a home run right as you're going, holla, holla. Ricky, you're the best, man. We love you, buddy.
Talk to you soon.
Ricky Ricardo, ladies and gentlemen. Al, see, now he did come right out and say it. Broadcast 101.
Yeah.
Jonesy backed off on that. Jonesy did not do that.
I told you that the play-by-play guy will tell you by a hand signal or just taking you aside and saying this is a big moment.
So Fransky was not assertive enough.
He's too polite.
He's too nice a guy.
Oh, he is absolutely
way too polite.
Let's say this right now. A little boys and girls out there, if you're playing hooky like you should be in school, don't always do the obvious thing. Do the smart thing. You understand?
Like not play hooky on a day like today because the weather's terrible.
Yeah, that would be a smart thing.
Yeah. Thank you.
Go to school today. Nothing to do at home.
There's nothing to do at home?
No.
I got 3 babies waiting for me when I get home.
Yeah. You know what? His grandson's now butt dialing me.
Yeah, little Dutchie. they all have, I'm carrying some germs this morning. They all have snotty noses, right? And I didn't know what to do with the baby. He's 5 months. So I hand him the phone.
Well, you give him the phone for what?
I had just texted Rhea. And somehow, little Dutchie's on the phone with Rhea.
Is that why you have a snotty attitude today?
No, yes, not why I have a snotty attitude. I am anticipating. Let me say, I am odd, a silly poxinum or whatever they call that thing.